The main author, Akram, couldn't come because, you know, Pakistan has devastating flood, so government canceled all foreign currency utilization. So people are not allowed to get dollar, I mean, especially money from the government to fly abroad. So that's why he sent me all these to present on his behalf. So it's a farmer's field trial, long-term trial going on in Pakistan. And there is a province in Pakistan called Punjab, which is part of Pakistan, part of India, and most fertile area in both India and Pakistan. Isn't that right? So they grow a lot of, you can say, food basket of India and Pakistan. And also in this region, they grow a lot of oranges, mandarin oranges. Soils are high pH soil, problem with micronutrients and other. So that's why they wanted to see why their orange production almost 70% low than the world average. So hardly they are getting anything. And the quality really bad. So that's why they did that study with BioState. We helped them to establish the experiment and see the response. We thought zinc and boron are the main causes of this problem. So poor nutrient management in Pakistan, that's the cause. And recent survey shows that they have most of the soils, almost 68 to 73% of the soils in that region are deficient, severely deficient in boron and zinc. It's a national survey. That's why the objective of the study was set to evaluate the zinc and boron fertilization in incomplete factorial design or experiment in completely randomized design and see what is the citrus fruit production and also some of the soil properties, what they change and how they change. So the study was done on 15 farmers' fields which are severely affected by boron and zinc deficiency in the province of Punjab of Pakistan. And we applied zinc at the rate of, I mean, controlled 0, 50, and 100 gram per plant in a circular basis. If this is a plant, so it's a circular basis, 2 feet apart, circular basis, and see irrigated condition, how they respond. And also applied borax as a source of boron, which is 0, 25, and 50 gram per plant in an incomplete factorial combination with the existing standing crop, matured crop. And also standard rates of nitrogen, phosphorus, potash was applied. So these are the existing citrus groves. Some looks okay, some doesn't look that great. And you can see the soil, it's dry. So fruits were harvested for last few years for total number of fruits per plant and also weight of marketable fruits, and then leaf also collected from the non-fruiting terminals to analyze for NPK, zinc, and boron. And composite soils are collected from 0 to 30 centimeter and analyzed for pH, organic matter, salt content, available phosphorus, and exchangeable potassium, zinc, and boron. If idea was if boron and zinc enhance the growth or food production or the health of the plant, whether this will provide enough organic matter or some kind of leaf litter to change any change in the soil. So what we found, that highest number of fruits, almost 35% more fruits counted in when you apply zinc, 50 gram of zinc and 25 gram of boron in combination per plant as compared to the control. So these are all incomplete, you can see incomplete factorial experiment treatment. And also the total weight of the fruits, or the individual weight of the fruits per plant increased 19% when zinc and boron at the rate of 50 gram and 25 gram combination was applied compared to control. So that means there are some response in terms of fruits, number of fruits and weight of fruits. And what we found in this one or this one, sorry, this shows the effect, the treatment has effect, but it didn't say how it affect, what is the partitioning effect, how they respond. So that's why we partition the treatment and try to see for boron 0, 25, and 50 from the factorial part and see how they responded. And for both total number of fruits and individual weight of fruit, it shows, the total weight of 100 fruits, it responded non-linearly. That means there is a quadratic response. They don't need that much, but they need that to produce enough fruits which can make economic difference. So that's what we found, that 25, although it's a zinc 25, a zinc 50, a boron 25, but here it shows why it was increase in yield. So after that, response was not significant. Same like the total, 100 fruit weight, exactly same way, and these are the variation, standard error of variation. But when we partition the treatment in terms of zinc application, 0, 50, and 100 gram per plant, which shows for total number of fruits per plant, the response was non-linear, quadratic response. But in terms of fruit 100 fruit weight, it's a linear response. That means little bit zinc produce more fruits, but more fruits doesn't mean that it would be economically what you call viable option. So that's why here we could find that 50 gram is enough for number of fruits and the weight of the fruits to have economic impact. And for the nutrient uptake in response to boron and zinc combination, you can see this one, when boron is a controlled boron and 100 zinc, the NPK level, especially N uptake, was higher, significantly higher compared to others. And also the potassium was higher, zinc was higher, of course, because zinc for boron was not, no effect on boron. So zinc application influenced nitrogen uptake, potash uptake, and zinc, of course. So potash and nitrogen influenced by zinc fertilization. But in terms of soil, hardly any change. I mean, the soil pH or EC or organic matter, because there is no organic treatment or anything. So no change in that. But time effect, at the time of sampling, initial sampling, at the time of recent sampling in 2009, so that has a significant change. Over time, pH little bit decrease, and electrical conductivity, salt, little bit decrease, and soil organic matter didn't decrease at all. So this may not have any effect on boron or zinc interaction or their effect. It's maybe time effect over time. That's what the time T0. But in the soil, the zinc and boron cotton change in response to fertilization, but available phosphorus didn't change. So zinc and boron change because we apply zinc and boron, so there should be some change, but available phosphorus didn't change among the treatments, but it changed over time. So temporal effect is there from time zero to, the recent time. Potash didn't change, zinc changed because of zinc response, and also boron change boron response. So from this study, what we found that both zinc and boron had significant impact on citrus production, that is 35% increase in number of fruits and 19% increase in the fruits weight. So that's quite good. But zinc, and also the zinc impact was more pronounced than boron. So zinc fertilization really essential over there to have positive response than the boron. And zinc-boron combination, we found the best because of this result. And that's why we recommend that they should apply in it from on the base of initial experiment or study, they should apply at least 50 gram of zinc and 25 gram of boron per plant. Because over there, people have a lot of time. They can go and spray and see the response. And that is their livelihood. So that's all I have to say on his behalf. Any questions, I'll be glad. I'll try to answer.
Questions?
Yes.
Was testing performed for any other micronutrients?
Yeah. Other micronutrients are deficient, but not that much. But they didn't respond it according to zinc and boron. There was no change in the micronutrient. But over time, some of them decreased. It's almost 17 years study. Yes.
So what did you classify as deficient?
That's what we found, that 50 gram, if we apply 50 gram, that...
The soil level, you said the soils are deficient in boron?
Right. Oh, very low. Boron is, we got less than 1 ppm actually. Very, very low. And zinc, few ppm. Because these are high pH soil. pH around 6.9 to 7.6 in that whole Punjab region. And organic matter content, you saw only 0.5%, 0.6, 0.7%, hardly any organic matter. And nitrogen fertilization in some cases, few hundred kilogram per hectare. Isn't that 300 to 400 kilogram? Sometimes they apply nitrogen because hardly any organic matter, mineralization.
Thank you.
Thank you.